once again, my brothers, my sisters, in the name of the Most High, greet you one and all amidst all that's taking place upon this earth at such a time as this. Don't worry. Don't be perplexed about anything. We are not called to worry about anything. We're called to walk in truth. We're called to walk in that which is real. We're called to be what we were designed to be. We're called to walk without any fear. Well, how does that happen? Well, when you know the truth, perfect love drives out all fear, yes. When you also know the truth about what things are, you can actually deal with them. It's when you're left in the dark with a bunch of lies, that's when it gets a bit tough to walk in, to not, because you're going to be fearful because you don't know. There's power in knowing, and there's power in wanting and seeking the truth, because then you're in a foundation of that which is real and not the illusion. So, you know, as the world continues to go down a path that is, there's a lot of things that are coming up. Things are going to be rough, yes. But there's also the potential for the manifestation of an incredible time ahead as well. And you've got to see and know that that is also not just possible, but a very probable reality as the people of the Most High and the people of truth. Now, Jesus is truth. You know, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So, the people of truth, as they move forward and take action and take responsibility and do and grow up, that we can move into creation of that which is our destiny to see in this lifetime here upon this earth. To get past the usurpers, to get past those that are hijack reality and manifest and create a horrible thing through us by our free will and our consent and us playing their game. We can cut all of that off and end all of that. So, you know, I really do not like, I despise what they've done to humanity. At the same time, look at how many people were willing to just go along to get along. To their death and to their own destruction. But because they didn't want to stand out, because they didn't want the backlash. They thought, okay, I'll just go what seems to be the easy way. But look at how that's manifesting. You may have to go the hard way for a while, but in the long run, being true to what you believe and what you know is, it's the better way, it's the better path. So, it's scary, sure, in the sense that, you know, you're just going forward with your convictions. Maybe there's a few people around you to support you, maybe not much, but you're still being true to what you know within. That can be a bit scary initially, but once you begin to make the move, it's incredibly empowering. Incredibly empowering. Okay, so where are we now in a lot of the things that are happening around us? Well, it's important to make some individual preparations for bumps in the road, okay? So, if you haven't done that, begin to do that. This is just a public service announcement. Just, okay, imagine if you needed to be able to just keep going for, say 2 to 4 weeks, just you needed some staying power. What would you need to have in place for a day to day? Well, one way to figure that out is just keep track of what you use on a day to day basis or a week to week basis, and connect with that, with the inventory that you need to be able to have food, water, clothing, shelter, any kind of medical supplies that you might need to bridge potential disruptions in systems. So look at that and think about that. You know, simple things. If you live in warmer climates, even if you don't, I used to ride a 10-speed in the middle of winter back in college. so, listen, get, you know, there's free transportation, which just once you have it, it's there. There's low-cost transportation, like once you bought something like a motorcycle, you use a lot less fuel. And then there's just your regular transportation. But think about what kind of things you'd need to support to be able to continue to get around for a period of time. You know, how much fuel would you need? And listen, I know some people make massive preparations for long periods of time to be able to like be in their house for 6 months, a year. That's okay, but if we get into situations where supplies and systems are disrupted for 6 months, there's going to be a lot of other problems as well. So, you know, just have some things in place for you to be able to take care of your family and people that are around you as much as possible for a couple of weeks, or prepare a bit more than that if you're going to take care of more than just your immediate family. Because most disruptions that happen, a lot of times in an acute situation, right away people are working to begin to bring back some sort of order and to make things function again. So just keep that in mind. You don't want to be dependent on that, but recognize that people also will work to try to bring to make things functional again. So you don't have to have everything fixed. You don't have to have every contingency covered, but it'll give you some staying power for 80-90% of the possible things that could happen. Just put it like that, okay? Just a thought for where we are right now, because disruptions could take place in a lot of different forms, and you don't want to be in the situation like a lot of people will be, of just scrambling when things aren't working. So you want to be able to be cool, calm, collected, get a few things in place that you need, because you just thought through a little bit. So plan your work your plan. What else? So coming into an incredible time, and coming into a time where you, child of the Most High, you are going to, it's going to be important for you to be part of the solutions, part of the answers, part of that which has to take place on the earth. The skills, the gifts, the talents, the abilities that are within you need to be brought to manifestation. They need to be exercised on behalf of creation, on behalf of the earth. So we must reject the false narrative, reject the control structure and the control context, which is anti-human, anti-truth, anti-our creator. We should reject all of that, and we should walk in that which is real. Bring forward your gift on behalf of the people that are around you, and use it. And as you take action and as you use it, you're going to see a lot of other good things happen. Nothing happens when you sit on your hands. And even just the smallest action will have a profound impact when you take it. All right? So just want to encourage you all today. Little things make a big, big difference. So, don't worry. Don't be perplexed. My suggestion when it comes to the media and all that, they're just going to be screaming louder and louder, more and more trying to push the agenda. Just turn them off. If it's causing you to lose your peace, turn them off. I kind of put them in a place of, when it comes to my time and my allocation of time, listen, 10%, that's it. 10% is plenty. 90% in bringing forward, as far as your time goes, solutions, proactive engagement, create the narrative that you want to go forward in and walk in that, instead of letting them set your thought process for the day. Okay? Don't overly consume, because with those, just be aware. Awareness is enough. Okay. All right. Well, with that, definitely love all of you guys out there. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can say hi to us there. A lot is on the horizon, so want to bless you. Keep on keeping on. We love you guys. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye. I'm not the only one.